Hard at work keeping an eye on the weather overnight. The National Weather Service is meteorologist Tony Answeeney. He joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. It really wasn't as bad of a ride into work this morning as I expected. But first of all, maybe just talk about what we've seen in Western New York over the last 12 to 18 hours in terms of winter weather.
Well, really the most significant weather impact that we saw over the past 12 hours or so was the winds. We had some very strong winds last evening, winds gusting 50, 55 miles per hour, producing quite a bit of power outages across the area.
At the same time, I know there was some snow, at least in an area where I was, for about an hour or two with those winds. And for a brief time, it had kind of a blizzard-type feel to it. But do we expect any more of that type of event as we move forward this week?
Well, right now we have a lake effect snow warning that's in effect today for southern Erie, Wyoming, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus counties. These areas will see the bulk of the lake snows today, likely bringing an additional 4 to 8 inches. Now, later on today, we're going to see the lake snows start to shift northward, and we have a lake effect snow advisory that runs this afternoon and early tonight for northern Erie and Genesee counties, including the Metro Buffalo area. We'll probably see the snow get into the south towns by mid to late afternoon, and then reach the Metro Buffalo area and north towns over to Batavia by early this evening. So definitely an impact with the evening commute, looking at general accumulations 3 to 6 inches.
And, of course, that most certainly sounds like quite an event within itself. But at the same time, we project forward, and we do see other weather statements from the National Weather Service for later this week. So are we going to kind of see a recurrence of this lake effect situation here over the next several days?
Well, we're going to see a lull in the actual lake effect activity later tonight and into Tuesday. And we're going to see a more general generalized snowfall across the entire area. Could see maybe an inch or two for good part of the area on Tuesday, and then Tuesday night into Wednesday, the lake effect snow will really ramp up, especially well south of the Buffalo area, ski country into the southern tier, and we could see the potential for 1 to at least maybe 2 to 3 feet of snow down there.
Wow, that's most certainly notable for sure. And of course, for the most part, this has been a mild winter for us. You don't have a crystal ball, but you can look forward to a certain extent. What about it? Are we going to start seeing just more winter situations as we move forward in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think right now we're in a pattern change, and it looks like we'll see this shift more into a wintry pattern for Western New York, at least for the foreseeable future. But as far as for a real prolonged period of time, maybe like we saw like last February, one of the coldest February on record, I don't think we'll see anything that prolonged, and I think eventually further down the road we'll bounce back and get above normal.
Well, Tony, I think there's a lot of people very thankful to hear what you just said there. As always, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Okay, Jay.